commentary, a year for Air Force to recover. Few people realized the magnitude of the damage caused by the flooding at Don Mueang Air Force Base till the Defense Ministry requested a budget to restore it. The Royal Thai Air Force headquarters went completely under for the first time in its 100 years of history. Result? The Air Force now needs 95% of the 12.28 billion baht budget the Defense Ministry is seeking from the government. The damage has inevitably made Air Force Chief, Air Chief Marshal or ACM, Itaporn Supawong, the target of much criticism for his alleged carelessness and complacence in letting the base get so thoroughly inundated. As the number one man in the Air Force, he cannot avoid responsibility. The Air Force's electronics, communications, and flight checking equipment under the Directorate of Aeronautical Engineering and the Royal Thai Air Force's Defense Systems Phase 1 at Don Mueang were destroyed because they could not be moved to a safe, dry place. We had a well-prepared plan, but we did not expect the water to come in from Don Mueang Airport, Air Chief Marshal Itaporn said in defense. A high-ranking source at the Air Force admitted to the unexpected scenario. We were confident that we could handle it, but we didn't expect the water would be that high, the source said. We had to put up a barricade of sandbags. By the time the water rushed in, we could not pump it out because that would cause problems for the communities living nearby. So, we decided to leave it this way, the source added. Air Chief Marshal Itaporn was very sad about what happened because all the staff had done their best. We should give him moral support, the source added. The Air Force Chief didn't relocate anywhere. He's always been staying here at the Air Force Chief's official residence. The first floor of his residence was inundated, and he had to live only on the second floor. He took a boat to work at the office, which had to be shifted from the Air Force Headquarters building to a temporary site at the 80th Anniversary Building on Pahayotin Road, the source added. The severe damage at Don Mueang was the reason why Thailand needed 30 U.S. soldiers and technicians to help restore the base. Almost all the systems had been directly purchased or were military aid from the United States, and only the Americans could make them function again. The only system the Americans didn't touch was the Royal Thai Air Force's defense system, which has been changed from the U.S. to the European system. There is no secret prison or operation base for the U.S. or CIA at the Air Force Base in Don Mueang, as some foreign news agencies have speculated. The point is, all electronic equipment and flight information are secret and classified, said the source, who is familiar with the rescue operation. It is estimated that the Air Force Base will need at least a year to 18 months to return to full normal operation. The task is under Air Force Assistant Chief Air Chief Marshal Prachin Jantong, who is tipped to be the new Air Force commander.